This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. WCHL, 69 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. It's going to be another muggy day, mostly cloudy. Numerous showers and thunderstorms in our forecast, probably for the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the upper 80s, up close to 90. Chance of rain is 60%. That will remain all the way through tonight. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Our overnight low around 70. And then tomorrow, another hot day, partly sunny, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And the high tomorrow, about 90 degrees. So really warm weather is going to be with us for a while. A lot of moisture in the air. Another muggy day. The Supreme Court of the United States ended its 2012-2013 session with the rulings that the Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional and sent California's Proposition 8 back to the state courts. It ruled that the defendants in the Prop 8 case did not have proper standing, and thus the issue is sent back to the California courts. The Defense of Marriage Act was a 1996 law barring couples and same-sex marriages from the 1,138 benefits related to marital status, such as federal work benefits, tax deductions, and pension benefits. Speaking for the 5-4 majority, Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy said that creating different rights for different married couples was a violation of the Fifth Amendment's equal liberty. However, benefits would only be available to same-sex couples living in states where same-sex marriage is recognized. For example, a couple married in Massachusetts could not collect federal marriage benefits in North Carolina. In the Proposition 8 case, the ballot measure was defended by ProtectMarriage.com and not the state of California itself. Speaking for the 5-4 majority, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts said that the private organization lacked standing and therefore the court could not rule on the case. Now, Prop 8 goes back to the last ruling in California to have the proper parties representing both sides. In that case, federal judge Vaughn Walker struck down Proposition 8 as unconstitutional. There are differing conclusions in California as to whether same-sex marriage is legal in the state again. But the city attorney of San Francisco has already said that he's planning to enforce same-sex marriages throughout the state if any county office tries to block it. The United States Supreme Court ruled that a provision in the Defense of Marriage Act recognized marriage at the federal level is only between a man and a woman is unconstitutional. The court also decided not to take up California's Proposition 8 ballot initiative, which banned gay marriage in the state after it was already legal. This decision not to take up Prop 8 means that the previous ruling in the state, which ruled the initiative unconstitutional, is upheld. Lydia Lavelle, Carborough Board of Aldermen member and assistant professor at North Carolina Central University School of Law, as well as the first out lesbian to run for mayor of Carborough, says that while DOMA is no longer in effect and previous California court rulings that overturned Proposition 8 are now overturned, this decision does not immediately affect North Carolinians.
Nothing is different in any state where there was not already same-sex marriage. What this is a victory for those who live in the now 13 states or the District of Columbia where same-sex marriage is allowed.
Tom Jensen, who has spoken with WCHL numerous times as director of public policy polling, says that as a gay man, he's happy about the rulings and their impact on the LGBTQ community, but it's still disappointed that their rulings will not make same-sex marriage legal across the country.
It's still going to be a while before states like North Carolina get in line, especially when you look at passing Amendment 1 by a 22-point margin just last year.
However, Jensen compares recent PPP polls that showed opposition to same-sex marriage leading by 16 points. This is a sign that North Carolina is gradually getting closer to overturning the marriage ban.
You also have to have a legislature willing to put Amendment 1 repeal on the ballot. Obviously, this current very Republican legislature that was responsible for Amendment 1 in the first place, I'm not sure if they're going to do that.
While the Defense of Marriage Act, the federal law barring same-sex couples from receiving federal benefits related to marital status, was overturned, same-sex married couples living in states without recognition of their marriage, like North Carolina, would not get benefits. Lavelle says that since marriage has typically been a state issue and the federal government intervened with DOMA, the legal outcome of the court's ruling will be rather complicated.
They intruded a little bit into what was previously states' rights territory. Now, by pulling that away, but yet it being tied to the way the state defines marriage, it's going to get a little murkier before it gets clean.
North Carolina amended the state's constitution to say that, quoting here, marriage between one man and one woman is the only domestic legal union that shall be valid or recognized. That happened on May 8th of this year, or last year, rather, with passing of Amendment 1. For more on the Supreme Court rulings and to hear the full interviews with Lavelle and Jensen, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. More news coming up in a moment. WCHL News Time, 6:12. 12 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Orange County government works hard to meet the various needs of each resident. The active involvement and daily participation of residents is vital and encouraged. More than 25 advisory boards made up of volunteers advise the 7-member Board of County Commissioners on policy development, planning decisions, and the types of county programs offered throughout the year. If you want to get involved in your county government, request an application to serve on an advisory board. Contact Orange County at 919-245-2130.
You wouldn't start a home repair project without the right tools, and if you're starting your own business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business startup toolkit that includes a private mailbox, packing services, flyers, brochures, business cards, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business startup toolkit today at the UPS stores. We love small business and we love logistics.
The UPS stores at Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard, next to the Chapel Hill University Inn.
Hello there, this is Wayne Pond. You are listening to the WCHL Morning News. Congratulations to Ron Stutz, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year. Ron Boy, good for you.
6:14, 14 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. Thanks, Wayne. North Carolina became the only state in the United States this year to cut off long-term unemployment benefits, instead choosing to pay off the state's debt to the federal government. The new measure goes into effect on Monday, and it will impact roughly 70,000 North Carolinians. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
I think, what is going to happen to the children of these families? What is going to happen? Do they not care what is going to happen to these children?
That's State Senator Ellie Kinnaird. She represents Orange and Chatham counties. Kinnaird voted to extend the cutoff deadline for unemployment benefits. When the recession hit in 2008, the state was forced to borrow from the federal government as unemployment claims increased. North Carolina was one of the many states facing similar debt, but was the only state to choose this course of action. Unemployment benefits are slated to expire across the country at the end of this year. Mary B. McMillan, Secretary and Treasurer for the North Carolina AFL-CIO, partnered with the NAACP recently to speak out against the state's decision. Here's what she had to say at this week's Mass Moral Monday rally in Raleigh.
The list of injustices against workers is long, but there is no greater injustice than this legislature's treatment of the unemployed.
McMillan called the state's decision brutal, considering that North Carolina has the fifth highest unemployment rate in the country.
Legislators made it their first order of business to make the most drastic cuts to unemployment benefits of any state in the nation.
Mama.
She estimated that within a year's time, 170,000 North Carolinians will lose their unemployment benefits. Wayne Bostick of Durham is unemployed and is worried for his family when Monday comes. He spoke alongside McMillan at Mass Moral Monday about his trials as an unemployed worker.
It will be a gloomy day, even if the sun is shining. 71,000 will suffer a fate only short of a death sentence.
Under the state's plan, though, workers will lose extended unemployment benefits. The debt owed to the federal government will be paid off in 2016, 3 years early. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 617, 17 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, home of the 79-cent fountain drink and the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice, guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Well, traffic hasn't really picked up yet, of course. A little bit of fog out there in some spots this morning, so be careful of that. The roads, some of the roads may be a little wet still after that rain we had late yesterday and early last night. But other than that, no problems as far as the traffic is concerned this morning. Not so far. The situation will probably change later on in the day. And Rand Northam will be here to report on traffic all morning long. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead and bring home a Dickie's Family Pack. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and some great fresh sides as well. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. And mostly cloudy today. Numerous showers and thunderstorms in our forecast probably in the afternoon. High today in the upper 80s. Chance of rain 60%. So obviously a muggy day. Tonight mostly cloudy with a 60% chance of rain continuing. Low about 70. Tomorrow partly sunny with a 40% chance of showers and or thunderstorms in the afternoon hours. High tomorrow about 90. Tomorrow night cloudy with a 40% chance of rain and the low around 68. On Saturday partly sunny, 50-50 chance of rain. The high in the upper 80s. Saturday night mostly cloudy, 50% chance of rain. Low about 72. And then on Sunday, showers and thunderstorms likely to the tune of 70% and high around 85. So a couple of degrees cooler at least, we get that. 619, 19 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. And time now for David Letterman and the top 10 list on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a super start battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Flawless as a gem, it turns ordinary into exquisite. The cool confidence of Frutare.
Frozen fruit and milk bars.
Strawberry meets its destiny, and that destiny is...
Dairy is so berry.
The taste, the brain freeze, 24 karat cold.
Frutare, feel it in your face.
Groceries, essentials, signature value.
The Everyday Collection by Target.
Ladies and gentlemen, the category tonight, Backstreet Boy lyrics. Top 10 Backstreet Boy lyrics. Do you know anything about this, Paul?
Yes, I do. I know a lot about this.
Top 10 Backstreet Boy lyrics. All right? Ready? Everybody ready? Here we go. Number 10.
Everybody, yeah, check your body. Sticks, to check yourself for ticks.
Yeah. That's number 10. Number 9.
I don't care who you are, where you're from, what you did. I have very low standards.
Top 10 Backstreet Boy lyrics, number 8.
Show me the German who sees your monkey.
Really? Really? Number 7.
Sometimes I wish I could know your thoughts by listening in on your phone call. Follow all your moves online each day.
You should work for the NSA.
Yeah. Yeah. Verse 6.
I hope that things work out for the men's warehouse guy.
Really? Those are the lyrics. Number 5.
All you people, can't you see? Can't you see? Ford is the finest car company. Fiesta, Focus, Fusion, a Ford will treat you right. Ford is the ride of your life.
You just made it good again.
I was wondering if somebody made a little dough on that. I think we're at number 5. Is that right? Number 5.
Believe me, it's no offense to you. I'm just not sure what we're supposed to do. Let's wait on the activity to see if what Michael Douglas said is true.
Wow. The lyrics are very detailed, very complicated. Number 3.
They were wrong when they thought that Jimmy Hoffa was buried in concrete.
Wow. I mean, the wide variety of lyrics addressed in these songs is remarkable. Number 2.
He was pushing 400 pounds. Really hoped his weight would come down. His secret plan was a gastric band. So why's Chris Christie still big as a band?
Oh my. You Backstreet Boys. And now, the number one Backstreet Boy lyrics. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't know why it wasn't something we planned. Every time five guys create a boy band, who knows why it always turns out this way. Four straight and a one gay.
David Letterman, top 10 list. And a Backstreet Boys concert this morning.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight when his scheduled guest will be Johnny Depp.
Good morning, it is 6:25, 25 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL.
Identity Guard.
Time for the Oscar Club.
Rated Identity Guard. Identity theft protection for less than a dollar a day. Life is good. Sign up now at identityguard.com/dollar. This is Charles Osgood. Since 1965, CBS News has been documenting life on a small island that's become, for us, the canary in the coal mine for climate change. It's called Smith Island.
In the middle of the Chesapeake Bay, Smith Island is reachable only by boat.
Our colleague Chip Reed went there just recently.
By sunrise, Pal Bradshaw and his son Chad were already on the water, hauling in blue crabs, as the people of Smith Island, Maryland, have done for generations.
I don't know nothing else, and I hope I can do it until I can't no more.
But scientists at the University of Maryland say that the water is rising, closing in on the island, at least partly because of climate change, and that within 20 to 50 years, Smith Island could disappear altogether. The story after this.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Starting July 1st, if you use a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including One Touch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
In 1965, when CBS started documenting life on Smith Island, says Chip Reed,
oysters and crabs were thriving, and the population was about 850. But when we returned in 1990, there were barely half as many.
Its people, 450 of them, live on the water.
By 1999, it was down to 350. Crabs and oysters were suffering due to pollution, and the island itself was washing away. The population now is less than 200.
For them, especially the young people, there are decisions to make.
For high school seniors, including Kyle Tyler, the biggest decision is whether to go.
I don't want to. I dread it. But I've got to move off and try to make some money.
The bay can be kind and cruel. For nearly 200 years, it provided a way of life that it now threatens to take away.
The Osgood File, Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Like a true diner, we try to give you a warm and wonderful experience. Elmo's is where the staff learns your name and stops by your table to say hello. When your family comes to town, you bring them to Elmo's. It's not the fanciest place, you say, but this is our place. This is where we eat. We serve homemade food and breakfast all the time. We have comfy booths as well as tables and lots of high chairs and boosters for the little ones. We're a gathering place where locals see old friends and visitors make new ones. We're a community restaurant, a local favorite that strives to be a good neighbor and give back.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
I could not be more proud of my ring, honestly.
That's Haley Best, Miss North Carolina 2011, talking about her engagement ring from Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
Every single time I show my ring to a friend or a stranger, their next question is, what does your fiancé do for a living? And my answer is, he shops at Diamonds Direct, because that's all I can say. That's the only way I can explain it.
Fiancé Andrew Jernigan agrees. After dozens of stores and hundreds of diamonds, Diamonds Direct was the obvious choice for his beauty queen.
Selection like no one's ever seen. You feel like you walked into King Solomon's mines. There are diamonds everywhere. No one could offer me a value remotely close to Diamonds Direct, and that is literally comparing in-store, online, across the entire United States.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
You'd have to see Haley's ring to believe it. You'd say, oh my God, where did you get this? Well, we can tell you where we got it. We got it at Diamonds Direct, and never felt better about any purchase I've made.
Best decision we ever made.
Without a doubt.
On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley, across from Fleming's.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Cuisinart. It's 43% off, $175 for a 10-piece Cuisinart cookware set, available now for $99. Whether you're the next contestant on a reality cooking show or a line cook at your local Mickey D's, every chef loves a quality set of cookware. This 10-piece set from Cuisinart will make you feel worthy of cooking for royalty with its superior quality and luxurious stainless steel finish. It's 43% off from Cuisinart, and it's available for limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover weather brought to you by the Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, immersed in the East 54 community, where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms or two patios. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. The restaurant is also capable of catering any event, both on and off site. It's going to be mostly cloudy today. 60% chance of rain this afternoon.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina, 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
I'm correspondent Deborah Faddup.
There is anxious waiting outside the Pretoria Hospital this morning, where Nelson Mandela is on life support. He has been here for 20 days now. A steady stream of well wishes continue to gather here, and they are offering prayers and messages of support.
His daughter has said, quote, I won't lie, it doesn't look good, but as I say, if we speak to him, he responds and tries to open his eyes. He's still there. He might be waning off, but he's still there. Grandchildren had entered the hospital not long ago, and outside, some were vocal. This woman, more soft-spoken outside the hospital.
He doesn't need to fight anymore. He has already done so much.
Mandela, 94 years old, the first black leader of South Africa.
He's the father of the nation, so I don't know, without him, I wonder how will South Africa be.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. We have 71 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Cloudy day, 60% chance of rain, maybe a shower, maybe a thunderstorm, but probably in the afternoon when the rain happens. Our high today in the upper 80s, so kind of a muggy day here. The United States Supreme Court ruled the Defense of Marriage Act unconstitutional in a 5-4 vote on Wednesday. DOMA defined marriage at the federal level as only being between a man and a woman, thus barring same-sex married couples from the 1,138 benefits related to marital status. While the decision does not affect same-sex couples living in states that do not recognize their union, Maxine Eichner, professor of law at UNC here in Chapel Hill, says the ruling could be used to build a case for marriage equality in future cases.
The language in the decision will provide strong ammunition to challenge bans on same-sex marriage in the remaining states.
In addition to the Defense of Marriage Act decision, the Supreme Court also ruled in Perry v. Hollingsworth that the defendant in the Proposition 8 case did not have proper standing. Therefore, the previous ruling that did have standing in California remains, which ruled Proposition 8 unconstitutional. While the High Court's decision not to rule on the case means that same-sex marriage is now legal in California and does not affect any other states, Eichner says this likely would have been the outcome if the Supreme Court had taken up the case anyway.
If the Supreme Court ruled on the merits in the Perry case and adopted the rationale of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, it would have said very little about North Carolina because the Ninth Circuit's decision in that case was very narrowly based.
North Carolina amended the state's constitution to say that, quoting here, marriage between one man and one woman is the only domestic legal union that shall be valid or recognized. That happened on May 8, 2012, with the passing of Amendment 1. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that the constitutionality of California's same-sex marriage ban, Proposition 8, has no standing in court. And UNC School of Law Professor Gene Nichols spoke to WCHL about what exactly the Supreme Court's rulings on Prop 8 and the Defense of Marriage Act mean, and how they could potentially give the opportunity to affect Amendment 1 here in North Carolina.
Proposition 8 had, by the trial court, been enjoined as a violation of the Equal Protection Clause. That had been appealed to the Ninth Circuit and then to the United States Supreme Court. In effect, the United States Supreme Court ruled today that there was no jurisdiction to hear the appeal.
While California will likely begin issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples, the Supreme Court's decision will not directly impact the same-sex marriage bans in other states, such as North Carolina.
It doesn't overturn Amendment 1. It doesn't declare it invalid. In fact, in refusing to reach the California case, it says, on the one hand, that we're not going to address that issue in a direct manner.
For more on the story of the court's rulings and our complete interview with Gene Nichol, you can view the story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. North Carolina became the only state in the United States this year to cut off long-term unemployment benefits, instead choosing to pay off the state's debt to the federal government. The new measure goes into effect Monday, just a few days from now, and it will impact roughly 70,000 North Carolina residents. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
I think, what is going to happen to the children of these families? What is going to happen? Do they not care what is going to happen to these children?
That's State Senator Ellie Kinnaird. She represents Orange and Chatham counties. Kinnaird voted to extend the cutoff deadline for unemployment benefits. When the recession hit in 2008, the state was forced to borrow from the federal government as unemployment claims increased. North Carolina was one of the many states facing similar debt, but was the only state to choose this course of action. Unemployment benefits are slated to expire across the country at the end of this year. Mary B. McMillan, Secretary and Treasurer for the North Carolina AFL-CIO, partnered with the NAACP recently to speak out against the state's decision. Here's what she had to say at this week's Mass Moral Monday rally in Raleigh.
The list of injustices against workers is long, but there is no greater injustice
no greater injustice than this legislature's treatment of the unemployed.
McMillan called the state's decision brutal, considering that North Carolina has the fifth highest unemployment rate in the country.
Legislators made it their first order of business to make the most drastic cuts to unemployment benefits of any state in the nation.
Mama.
She estimated that within a year's time, 170,000 North Carolinians will lose their unemployment benefits. Wayne Bostick of Durham is unemployed and is worried for his family when Monday comes. He spoke alongside McMillan at Mass Moral Monday about his trials as an unemployed worker.
It will be a gloomy day, even if the sun is shining. 71,000 will suffer a fate only short of a death sentence. A death sentence.
Under the state's plan, though, workers will lose extended unemployment benefits. The debt owed to the federal government will be paid off in 2016, 3 years early. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In its annual report ranking child well-being by state, the Annie E. Casey Foundation put North Carolina on the lower end of the spectrum, ranking the state 35th in the country. In its Kids Count data book, the foundation illustrates how 34% of children live in a home where neither caregiver has full-time employment and one in four children are in poverty. Director of Research and Data at Action for Children NC, Layla Bell, says that poverty is the number one issue facing children here in North Carolina today.
We've seen studies that show that poverty can affect children's health, so poor children are more likely to be in poor health.
At a time when poverty is on the rise in North Carolina, Bell says it's important to make sure that legislation is not passed to roll back economic support for people in need.
We're certainly concerned about the fact that we are, as a state, rolling back on investments that can help reduce the negative impacts of poverty and financial stress for families.
While the Kids Count report shows child poverty on the rise, the teen birth rate dropped 21%, and the number of high school students not graduating on time dropped 18% since the 2005-2006 school year. Bell explains that while child poverty can lead to higher teen birth rates and dropout rates, additional programs in the state can curb those outcomes.
So although we're seeing an increase in the percent of children in poverty, previous investments that we've made in things like dropout prevention, teen pregnancy programming, even children's access to health insurance and medical care means that we've seen really important progress in those areas.
North Carolina has the 10th highest child poverty rate in the country. For more on this story, you can view it on our website at chapelboro.com. Governor Pat McCrory says he and North Carolina legislative leaders are going through a tough process working on a tax overhaul and isn't going to spend a long time helping facilitate a deal. The governor said after a bill signing ceremony on Wednesday, he's feeling there will be a positive outcome to negotiations between House and Senate Republicans. The two chambers have passed competing tax plans. McCrory says he hopes to see consensus reached in the next week, but doesn't want the process to drag out and says he'll move on to other important policy issues otherwise. The legislature doesn't have a hard deadline, but Republicans want to end the legislative session in July. The governor says he's looked at many tax scenarios, but hasn't made his own offer to legislators. WCHL News Time, 6:40, 20 minutes until 7 o'clock. WCHL, Mark Markopoulos says, be careful who you vote for. That's today's commentary coming up, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics, Tar Heel Trivia on WCHL.
I could not be more proud of my ring, honestly.
That's Haley Best, Miss North Carolina 2011, talking about her engagement ring from Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
Every single time I show my ring to a friend or a stranger, their next question is, what does your fiancé do for a living? And my answer is, he shops at Diamonds Direct, because that's all I can say. That's the only way I can explain it.
Fiancé Andrew Jernigan agrees. After dozens of stores and hundreds of diamonds, Diamonds Direct was the obvious choice for his beauty queen.
Selection like no one's ever seen. You feel like you walked into King Solomon's mines. There are diamonds everywhere. No one could offer me a value remotely close to Diamonds Direct, and that is literally comparing in-store, online, across the entire United States.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
You'd have to see Haley's ring to believe it. You'd say, oh my God, where did you get this? Well, we can tell you where we got it. We got it at Diamonds Direct, and never felt better about any purchase I've made.
Best decision we ever made.
Without a doubt.
On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's.
To get your home ready to sell, you need someone with vision to help with the many tough design decisions. Hi, I'm Tammy Thornton, Realtor with Tony Hall & Associates. I have many years' experience in the film and TV industry where the wrong decisions can be very costly. Presentation or staging has become essential in today's market. My expertise starts with the best preparation for the market, and I'll represent you through the entire selling process. Call today at 919-933-8500. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Dreaming of an easier and faster way to get your vehicle serviced? Wake up, because Crown Honda South Point has the answer. Dream Service. Simply drop your car off between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and your vehicle will be ready bright and early at 7 a.m. the next morning. 7 a.m. Guaranteed, or it's free. Plus, Crown Honda South Point is the only Honda dealer in North Carolina open until 11 p.m. Rest easy with Dream Service at Crown Honda South Point, South Point Auto Park Boulevard, and SouthPointHonda.com.
Summer is here, and FastMed Urgent Care wants you to enjoy fun in the sun and have a safe summer. From swimmer's ear to sunburns, allergies to insect bites, FastMed in Chapel Hill is open 365 days a year. Their friendly clinical staff are here to treat your entire family for any unexpected medical need. FastMed is convenient, affordable, quick, and they accept most insurance. FastMed, located at the corner of East Franklin Street and Estes Drive. FastMed Urgent Care. Visit FastMed.com.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on ChapelBurrow.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 6:43, 17 minutes until 7 o'clock.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Mark Markopoulos. This spring, a North Carolina Senate committee, chaired by Senator Bill Rabin, voted to do away with the highly successful renewable energy incentives that had helped make alternative energy one of the few growing sectors of the state economy during the meltdown years. The odd thing about the vote was that it was done by voice vote because Chairman Rabin knew from previous votes that an actual vote count from the committee would fail to kill the successful program. So they had a voice vote. After the yelling subsided, the chair decreed that the committee had voted in favor of killing the beneficial program and refused to count the individual votes. A group of adults charged with making decisions on behalf of the best interests of the citizens of North Carolina willfully refused to count the votes because they just wanted it to go their way. I fumed against those low-down, cheating Republicans. Then I learned that when Senator Mark Bassnight, Democrat from Dare County, was president pro tem of the Senate, this sophomoric steamrolling was common practice. Recently, I learned that our Democratic Senator Kay Hagan has teamed up with Richard Burr to support gutting parts of the very successful and locally supported compromise agreement to manage beach driving in the sensitive coastal habitats of the Cape Hatteras National Seashore on the Outer Banks. The agreement to protect turtle and shoreboard habitat while allowing ample access to the beaches for recreation has been accepted by an overwhelming majority of local residents, summer vacationers, and seasonal fishermen. In the words of the old song, "Don't mess up a good thing." Just a few weeks ago, the State House had the opportunity to vote yay or nay for Governor McCrory's choice to head the public staff, a unique agency of state government that is charged with representing consumers and ratepayers in matters before the Utility Commission. McCrory's choice was Chris Ayers, a guy who spent his entire career as a lawyer representing utilities. The vote was 112-4. Only Representatives Michaud and Lukey from Durham, Representative Pricey Harrison from Greensboro, and our own Verla Insko voted against the support. 39 Democrats voted for McCrory's guy. Are you kidding me? They gave up a golden opportunity to put a frame on McCrory's unabashed support for big business at our expense. To add insult to injury, our newest Orange County representative, Valerie Fouché, who campaigned on a progressive resume, voted for McCrory's inside guy. This is cut and dried, folks. Not controversial. You vote for the fox guarding the hen house or you don't. Fouché's lack of a moral compass reveals that she is just another garden variety politician hoping for future campaign bucks from the powerful utilities. As the Moral Mondays movement advances, we need to remember that this is about way more than just opposing the Republicans. If we don't raise the bar on their Democratic challengers, we'll end up stuck with worse than mediocre candidates like Hagan and Fouché. This is Mark Markopoulos.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, Coach, and go Heels.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Carolina topped Virginia 37-13 in Charlottesville on November 15th this past season.
The victory over the Cavaliers was the second consecutive win for the Tar Heels in Charlottesville and third in a row overall against the Wahoos. Today's Tar Heel trivia question is this. When was the last time the Tar Heels had a winning streak of at least three against Virginia in football? The answer comes up after this commercial break. We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your trusted choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
44-10 in 2010, 28-17 in 2011, and 37-13 last year have been the final scores of the three consecutive Tar Heel football victories over Virginia. So when was the last time the Tar Heels had a winning streak of three or more against the Cavaliers before this recent streak of success? The Tar Heels won nine straight against the Cavaliers from 1974 to 82. Which is the longest win streak ever for Carolina against Virginia. And the last time the Heels won at least three straight before the current Tar Heel winning streak.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
All right, Jones Angel and WCHL. Good morning. It is 6:48, 12 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays. Freddie Kiger has today's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero is Rick's Trunk. All about that coming up in the next few minutes.
Now at AT&T, for a limited time, you can come in and get half off the newest smartphones. You know, the good stuff. When you trade in your current smartphone and sign a qualifying two-year agreement. So you can get the HTC One 32GB, Samsung Galaxy S4 16GB, and even the BlackBerry Z10 for $99.99. Until now, you probably figured you'd seen it all. And then when you're looking the other way, AT&T announces that they've got the latest, greatest smartphones for $99.99. It's true. You can get the HTC One 32GB, Samsung Galaxy S4 16GB, and the BlackBerry Z10 for $99.99 each when you use your trade-in value. Now from AT&T, rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Limited time offer, select locations, in-store only, subject to change. Purchase smartphone for $199.99 with two-year agreement with minimum monthly voice and data plans and receive $100 instant savings with qualified trade-in. 3 years or newer. Early termination and other fees and terms apply. Visit att.com/trade-and-save or store for offer details.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Metamont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Time again for Traffic and Weather Together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carrboro. And now let's check traffic and say good morning to Rand Northam.
Good morning, Ron Stutz.
You doing okay?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
It was a rather busy day yesterday in the newsroom, wasn't it?
That it was.
And
it was.
It continues today.
You're exactly right. Lots of local reaction to the Supreme Court rulings yesterday, and lots of local people. Of course, Orange County, very Democratic area of the state, and the part of the state, the triangle, the biggest opponents of Amendment 1 when that passed last May. So definitely a lot to talk about yesterday with the national implications of what happened in those rulings.
Absolutely. Well, what's happening with traffic this morning?
Traffic this morning seeing one slowdown, 15501 northbound between, it looks like just south of Ephesus Church Road and heading north towards I-40. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly this morning. I-40, 15501 elsewhere, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely. And it is nice. It was nice to see when I drove on MLK today that the construction on MLK, as far as the repaving, is done. They'll have to do some line work and things like that. But you know what that means is that now they can move all that equipment up to Weaver Dairy. They were waiting to get MLK done so that now they can pave Weaver Dairy Road.
I just can't wait.
And they the report from the NCDOT is that Weaver Dairy, at least between MLK and that new roundabout that is being installed towards Irwin Road, that will be done within the month.
All right. We'll have to wait and see. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
And we'll talk to you a little bit later on in the morning here on WCHL. That is Rand Northam. Now, taking a look at your Chapel Hill cover of weather, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town and serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. It is 71 degrees, mostly cloudy, numerous showers and thunderstorms in our forecast, probably in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 80s, chance of rain is 60%. Unfortunately, that chance of rain remains at 60% tonight, with the low around 70. Tomorrow, we're going all the way up to about 90, so, you know, this hot, muggy weather is going to be with us for a while. Time now for celebrity birthdays at WCHL. Business executive Ross Perot is 83 years old today. Well known for running for president, Ross Perot. Former Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt is 75.
I'm doing this because I love you.
That's Ross Perot. Remember him? Bruce Johnston, the Beach Boys, 71 years old today. Fashion designer Vera Wang is 64. Actress Julia Duffy, 62. Country singer Lori Morgan is 54 today. Writer-producer director J.J. Abrams, 47. Olympic gold and bronze medal figure skater Viktor Petrenko, 44 years old today. Actor Christian Kane, 39. Actor Tobey Maguire is 38. Reality TV star Khloe Kardashian is 29. I don't even know why I'm telling you that. Actor Drake Bell is 27 years old today. And actress Madeline Sweetin is 22 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays. We'll start with Alice Levine, Jennifer Jones, Kelly Mace, Vanessa Joy, Charlene Williams. H.F. Watts has a birthday today. How you doing there, buddy? Patrick Tedeschi has a birthday today, as does Liz Paradise, Joel Dunn, and our birthday winner of the day is Jeff Gilson of Carborough. Happy birthday, Jeff. We got a $10 gift certificate for you from the folks at the UPS stores at Menomont and also at Fordham Boulevard. And congratulations. Hope it's a really great birthday for you, Jeff Gilson.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, time now for WCHL Trivia, and we got the Trivia Meister here, Freddie Kiger.
Yes, sir. We're doing television today.
All right, let's do television.
Would you like to do television?
Yeah, let's do television. I've always wanted to do television.
Well, you did. You did when Jim Hebner had, you know, the cable.
Village Cable.
Yeah, you were on.
Yeah, I was on.
We all were on the
Channel 14 Nightly News.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, and, you know, I did television for a while because I just wanted to do it. And, you know what I found out?
What'd you find out?
I found out that I have the perfect face for radio.
I've known that for years.
Yeah, I didn't even have to get on TV to figure that out, you know.
What is it? I mean, and also television makes everybody look a little...
Heavier?
Yeah, a little fuller.
Yep. I didn't need that, certainly not.
No, you've always been. You know, you haven't. No, you're not.
Now, back in those days, no, it wasn't a problem.
No.
But, yeah, you're right. You're right. But, you know, I've always preferred radio, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean,
nothing against TV.
Because, I mean, folks, I mean, you know, television, he'd have to be in a suit, and he's getting makeup and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right here, Ron's sitting in his pajamas. He's got little cowboys and bows and arrows and stuff.
Exactly.
On his pajamas.
I'll wear whatever I want.
Yeah.
When I'm on the air in the morning here.
Yeah, he's got like a sausage biscuit hanging from one side of his face.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're going to have that later?
Thank you for letting me know that.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm not much better.
I'm not even going to talk about what Freddie looks like. You roll out of bed in the morning and come in here and do this. It's ridiculous.
Then back to the Blue Magnet.
Yeah, I know. So
I don't
blame
monster.
You. I would, too.
Yeah. Yep. So, hey, we're doing 60s television.
All right. Good.
I'm sorry, folks. I'm dragging you back to the 60s.
Yeah, yeah. We always get dragged back in years.
I know. Maybe it's we're longing for the past.
I guess maybe.
Those days of innocence.
Reminiscing.
Yes. What TV show from that decade opened with a control voice saying, "Do not attempt to adjust the picture"? What TV show from the decade of the 60s opened with a control voice saying, "Do not attempt to adjust the picture"?
All right. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer to the question.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Rick Strunk does some very important work with the North Carolina High School Athletic Association, and he's today's WCHL hometown hero.
I came to Chapel Hill to join the association staff in 1986 after serving as a sports information director and doing some radio and television work. Lenore I College and Hickory at Furman University. Charlie Adams had seen some of the work that we had done. The North Carolina Association was one of the first to have a slot for media relations. Now probably 35 states have somebody with media background on their staff. But that position was created, fortunate enough to get it, and have been working for the association since 1986.
That was 27 years ago, of course.
I'm the Associate Commissioner of Communications, involved with all the media relations, publications, our website, in addition to handling eligibility, hardship, rules, and regulations. We do all the special programs, too, like the Scholar Athlete, the Hall of Fame, NCHA Day, those special programs. It's a varied menu, and that's also part of the fun of it.
At the end of the day, it's easy to say that Rick Strunk has been able to make a big difference.
It's great to do something that you're passionate about. Feels like it has an impact. And doing it over a long period of time, you have that longevity perspective. We work with great people. I've got wonderful colleagues in the office. We work with principals and coaches and almost 400 high schools across the state. You have a sense of satisfaction. Maybe their high school experience for the 200,000 athletes that we work with or those coaches is better, hopefully, as a result of some of the work that we do.
Participating in high school athletics is about a lot more than playing a sport.
The lifelong lessons that you can learn from a positive experience in high school sports. And one of the things we battle is a session about the scholarship myth. So many people think, well, the goal of high school sports is to get people to the next level. But yet, less than 1% of high school athletes go on to play at the next level. That's not what has driven me in my work, nor is it the goal of high school athletics. It's to learn the life lessons, learn how to get along with people, how to overcome adversity, sublimate your own goals for the good of the group. Those are all the lessons that I think high school sports can teach.
Talk to anyone who knows Rick Strunk, and one of the things they'll say is, he's such a nice guy.
Well, some of the irate parents that call about eligibility may not totally agree with that, but I was blessed to be reared in a wonderful family. I have a tremendous parent. I've got a great wife of 37 years, three wonderful children, and been involved in things that are really important to me at our church. And so it's the old golden rule, I guess. You want to treat people like you'd like to be treated. And I hope for the most part that has had a positive impact on the people with whom we've been in contact.
Rick Strunk of